Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we are in that time of the year where spring training is starting for Major League Baseball, which of course also brings March Madness. And I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there for the listening audience because they'll understand where I'm coming from on this, Kip. For the last 4 years, I'm upset with the Purdue Boilermakers, and here's why.
They're going to show up here in a couple of segments.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah,
I'm upset with them because for the last 4 years, I have picked every single game in the NCAA tournament right. Haven't missed a single solitary game in 4 years. And I picked the Boilermakers, and they go out in the first round, ending my four-year perfect streak.
I don't know about all that, but okay. I mean, I get the gist of it. I get it. I got another question for you.
All right.
How's a team that has Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani not win?
I want to say the answer is pitching, but it's not.
How does that team not win?
We're going to talk about Mike Trout in the second segment.
Okay.
We'll touch on Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani in my weekend review. But, I mean, I understand you. I want to talk about, you know, this, as you know, Kip, and all of our listeners, this show isn't just in one part of the state. We have the benefit of talking to a whole bunch of different listeners, our listener audience, all across South Georgia, which we're grateful for. And one thing that we haven't done lately, we haven't given enough love to the Statesboro area. We've talked about Wayne County and Camden and Brunswick and over in Savannah, over in Dublin. We've done all of that, Valdosta.
Yeah.
And we have not given any love lately to Statesboro. And one thing that I want to go ahead and say is I think this is Jason Bishop's opinion, but you can write this down. They've hired a new coach up there. I think most folks know that. Jeff Kaiser retired, and they hired Matt Dobson, who, of course, is a former Georgia Southern standout, played safety, all-conference safety, I think, like back in the mid-2010s, 2015, somewhere around there. Matt Dobson has now taken over as a head coach. Young guy, late 20s, early 30s. Like I said, played at Georgia Southern, so he's familiar with Statesboro.
Okay.
And coming there, he's been a coach for 7 years. The last 5 years, he's been the offensive coordinator up at North Forsyth. So I like this hire because I feel like they're putting a young coach in place that understands Statesboro.
That's a key.
Huge key. And also can talk to kids about playing at the next level at a major program
and can keep Statesboro High kids at Statesboro High School.
And therein lies the key that I didn't want to really, I was hoping folks would read between the lines, but Kip just threw it out there. But he's right. The ability to keep kids, talent, to keep the talent inside of Bullitt County, inside of Statesboro city limits, right?
Yes. And not a few miles down the road at a school that you love and other places in the area.
What school would that be?
I mean, you're constantly on here every week touting Southeast Bullitt. You're constantly touting Bullitt Academy. If Statesboro High can keep the kids that zone for Statesboro High School from those schools, Statesboro get back to being a good, possibly great football program once again.
I think the last time that Statesboro won a state title was 2000.
2005? I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's still a long time. And remember now, that program, you want to talk about elite of the elites, it was up there. It was with the Valdostas and the Lowndes. And
I mean, you're turning out people like Justin Houston and guys like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna win football games.
Yeah, it was up there with the Ware counties and the Coffee counties and all that such. And, of course, you know, they're in the same region. And, you know, last year that they had a very talented quarterback, and I felt like that they would probably have a better showing than 3-7 or 3-8, whatever it is they went last year. But, you know, they didn't. But now they've got a new coach in place. Jeff Kizer, of course, retired. And so now Matt Dobson's taking over the reins, and I think this is a great hire. Young coach, Statesboro ties, knows the area, knows how the infrastructure there works.
Statesboro Blue Devils, up until maybe 5-6 years ago, Womack Field, I call it historic Womack Field, is a place you did not want to venture on a Friday night.
Ever.
Ever.
No, because very rarely would you ever walk out of there with a W.
Tough place to play over the years, and could be tough again soon to go up there. I still, even when they down, it's still a tough place to go play.
Yeah, I think we might be trending in that direction. I think they've got the right coach in place.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. As baseball season continues, the Glen Academy Red Terriers have hit their stride, currently pushing the 20-win mark and sitting at second in the region. The Bullock Academy Gators are also blasting folks in the GISA, already over 10 wins and setting the bar for their region. And after hovering around 500, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets seem to have put it together and have taken the lead in their region. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Listen to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at any time at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Purdue, WTF. Mike Trout, you may be great, but you're not Shohei. The Gwinnett Stripers should have shortstop covered. Chargers, pay Eckler. The Washington Commanders could use some magic. Julio Teheran is going to make the Padres opening day roster. Maybe he'll start opening day. Jose Altuve needs to get better at dodgeball. Jalen Carter, lay off the pancakes, dude. Mike Soroka, one inning pitched in 3 years, and that was at spring training. Something is better than nothing. The next college basketball powerhouse, the Kennesaw State Owls. Things I think about in my bathtub. Would the Atlanta Hawks be a finals contender if they had drafted Luka?
No.
Jets, just go ahead and give the Packers 2 first-round picks for Aaron. We all know that these are the types of things you do. Let's be consistent. If Orlando Arcia won the starting shortstop job for the Braves hitting 240 against AAA pitching in spring training, how badly can he do to keep the job during the regular season? What are you going to do when you're a chief with no tribe? Holy bleep. And these are my thoughts.
Vaughn Grissom sent down.
Okay, let's be honest here, right? Brendan Shoemake was not going to be your starting shortstop. And the reason Brendan Shoemake was not going to be your starting shortstop is because you had no sample size of Braden Shoemake at the major league level. And furthermore, he struggled before he got injured. He struggled at the AAA level. So despite the fact that he had a good was having a good spring, he was not going to be your starting shortstop even over Orlando Arcia. That was not going to happen. He was not in the equation. So for all those folks that are like, oh, what about Bray? It was never going to happen. What was a real possibility, like Kip just mentioned, Vaughn Grissom. Vaughn Grissom last year came up and showed that he could hit major league pitching. Now, Vaughn Grissom, as with any young player, we see it time and time again, and it always dictates whether a kid makes it or he doesn't. Kid comes up, and he sets the world on fire. Then the league adjusts, and then he can't hit the broadside of a barn because they found weaknesses. Now he's got to get better and adjust back. Vaughn Grissom didn't have an opportunity last year to adjust back because the Braves were in a pennant race, and they needed guys to be able to hit, and he was going through that, so they sat him down. He has shown signs this spring of getting better and adjusting back. I just don't understand why you send the kid to New Orleans to work out with Ron Washington when obviously the game plan all along was to have Orlando Arcia be your starting shortstop. And don't tell me that wasn't the game plan and you didn't know that was the game plan, because when you have a kid that's hitting 330 or whatever Vaughn Grissom was hitting and you consider him a part of your future, and then you hand the job to the dude that was hitting 240 who's not a part of your future, you already had your mind made up. So why the charade? Why the shenanigans? Why the dog and pony show?
I don't get it. I mean, you lose Dansby. No, I'm a little frustrated about all that. I mean, here's a guy that was a fan favorite, loved the city of Atlanta, just didn't do enough to try to bring him back.
They weren't gonna. Again, Kip. Let's dispatch the semantics here. Let's dispatch the charades. The Braves had zero intention of re-signing Dansby Swanson for the type of money that Dansby Swanson wanted. Now, if Dansby Swanson said, "Yeah, I'll sign a 10-year contract for $100 million," a la Ronald Acuna Jr., Dansby would still be in Atlanta. But Dansby wanted to get paid.
Well, that's his prerogative.
And he's earned that.
Yeah.
The Braves didn't want to give him that kind of money. So there was never any intent, not any heartfelt intent, to bring Dansby back to Atlanta. They knew he was going to walk. They knew they weren't going to pay him.
Now you're stuck with a 240 hitting shortstop with no pop.
Who did nothing for you down the stretch? The whole reason that, you know, the thing that blows my mind, it's almost like the front office forgot that the whole reason that you called up Vaughn Grissom to begin with, remember, Albie's got hurt.
Right.
The whole, and then it was Arcia's job. Well, the reason you called up Vaughn Grissom was because Arcia
wasn't hitting.
Wasn't hitting.
And now you're going into a season. Yeah, Ozzie's back. He's healthy. And let's hope he stays that way. Your lineup is not better with a 240 hitting shortstop. Sorry.
So it begs the question, right? And I said it in the weekend review. If you're willing to hand him the job hitting 240 against AAA pitching at spring training, what are you willing to live with when he's hitting major league pitching day in, day out at the major league level? You hand him the job at 240, so what's the cutoff? Is it if he dips under 200?
Who knows?
Is it 220?
I got a Grissom question for you.
Okay.
I know we got sidetracked here. I know you wanted to talk about other stuff, but is he considered trade bait now?
I don't think you can trade Vaughn Grissom because you don't know what you're going to get with Orlando Arcia. And in the event that Arcia does indeed fall flat on his face, you've got to have a contingency plan. And the only contingency plan they have is Vaughn Grissom. That's proven. So I think if you're going to trade anybody, it's Braden Shoemake. I think at this point, Braden Shoemake is the guy that gets traded.
Ian Anderson now trade bait?
Yes, for sure. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Ian Anderson get traded in the early months of the season. Even if he leaves, you know, he's going to be on the 40-man roster. I'm not so sure that they don't trade him before spring training breaks.
Who's going to be the fifth starter?
Jared Schuster. You know, I think what they're going to do is they're going to take both Jared Schuster and Dylan Dodd. Both those guys have pitched really well in the spring. You're not going to see Kyle Wright until the second or third series of the season. So you're going to need two pitchers to break camp with to fill out a five-man rotation if that's what you want to do. Both those guys have pitched really well. So I think you probably take both of them out of spring training with you to, you know, on the road or start your major league season. Both Schuster and Dylan Dodd, I think, leave the team with the major league, leave camp with the major league club. And then when Kyle Wright comes back and he's ready to go, whoever didn't pitch the best, you send down.
And anything you get from Soroka's gravy from here on out.
Who knows?
That's a good question.
Who knows? I don't even know. Like,
what did he throw, 36 pitches yesterday?
And he didn't pitch well. But yeah. But again, his first start, you don't expect him to pitch well. He's at the front end while everybody else is kind of rounding into regular season shape.
He did come off the mound and make a good play, though. So that was a good sign to see. He had to bend and stretch and make a play on a dribbler. So that was good to see.
I think the most important thing with Soroka is how he felt the next day, that he didn't have any soreness anywhere, any abnormal soreness, and to see how he responds. Ultimately, boy, it sure would be a shot in the arm if you got a Mike Soroka being Mike Soroka at some point this year in the rotation. And if he goes to, I mean, if he gets healthy, if he gets right, and he pitches lights out in Gwinnett, they're going to get him to the major league level sooner rather than later. He's not going to be one of those situations where you're
mid-May, end of May, in that window? Early June.
Well, let's do the math, right? So we're at the end of March. I'm going to say it's going to take him a month to get into playing pitching shape. So maybe mid-May. Yeah, mid-May. I think that's fair. Mid-May if he's ready. And he's not the kind of pitcher that you're going to hold him back. If he's ready, you got to figure out how to get him to the major league level. That's the kind of guy he is. By the way, I don't have to tell you this, but if you're not keeping up with what's going on in the WWE right now with Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, I said at the end of the weekend review, on April 3rd, you're going to wake up and be a chief with no tribe.
They're setting it up.
Man, that was some good stuff. We'll be right back.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Spring is here and it is time for change. Make that big commitment this spring and let Cunningham Jewelers help you with all of your engagement ring questions. From the four C's to ring size, the friendly staff at Cunningham Jewelers will help you make all of the right decisions, at least when it comes to the ring. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, CunninghamJewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, Go Dawgs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
I'm getting screamed out of my ear. We went off on an Atlanta Braves tangent last segment and we didn't get a read in, so I'm getting screamed at to start the segment with a read, so that's what we'll do. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, by Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Parker's.
Do the used cars blues get you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and the Toyota Elite Cup. Serving our community for over 20 years, new and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177, I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
I would just like to go ahead and commend Kip Branch because that's his first time doing that live read. And for the first time in the history of this show, 6, 7 years, whatever it's been, the first time he does a read, he didn't butcher it. This never happened before.
Well, we have to go back and play the tape on that.
Yeah. Well, I know what the tape's going to say. And so now I will turn the show over to this very popular segment, the Week in Review from Kip Branch.
The March Madness butthurt list.
Okay.
Weekend review, whatever you want to call it.
Is this
it.
Interactive?
Interactive. We got a top five butthurt list. March Madness theme this week, Jason. Number five on the butthurt list. I looked and I looked and I looked and I must have looked 20 times. I could not find the University of North Carolina in any of my brackets.
were
they there?
No, they were not.
How in the name of you know what can a team that go from preseason number one not make March Madness? That is what happened to the North Carolina Tar Heels.
You'd have to ask them that. You'd have to ask the North Carolina Tar Heels that question.
I can't find a North Carolina fan anywhere right now, and usually about this time of the year, they're always chirping about something.
Don't you know like three of them?
I know quite a few. They've been mighty quiet this year. I have to call them up and go straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
Can't find a Carolina fan. Number four on the butthurt list this week. Who had the number one recruiting class in college basketball this past year?
You tell me.
The Duke Blue Devils.
Uh-huh.
They're not in the Sweet 16 bracket today.
No, they're at the house.
Second round exit with the number one recruiting class in America.
I don't think this is really fair.
One and done. You know, we live in the era of one and done. Yeah. When you get a top-ranked recruiting class, you have to do something with that.
I don't think this is really fair because they lost to a really good Tennessee team.
Oh, they lost. They're Duke. They didn't make the Sweet 16. Mm. Number one recruiting class. ACC, not very good in basketball this year. Number three on the butthurt list. Number two seed. Lost to Princeton. The Arizona Wildcats, who haven't made a Final Four since when, Jason?
God, I don't know.
2001.
Okay.
And here you are running around like you some kind of blue blood.
Well, they are blue blood.
They lost to Princeton in the first round.
Princeton's a good program, too.
Lost to a 15 seed.
Princeton's a good team.
They lost to Princeton, and they're out.
I'm still waiting on something about my Kennesaw State Owls.
Speaking of blue bloods.
Kennesaw State Owls?
No. Number two on the butthurt list, the Kansas Jayhawks. Defending national champions, can't make a Sweet 16 the following year. Been number one in the country for a large chunk of this season. Got beat by the Arkansas Razorbacks. The 13 loss Arkansas Razorbacks. Kansas. It's either feast or famine with the Jayhawks.
Again, I don't
yeah,
think
I know
this
your
is
coach.
Fair.
I know your coach had a bypass surgery, and he wasn't on the sidelines. But you lost to a team that you should have beat. You were a number one seed. A number one seed should make the Sweet 16.
I mean, I agree with that, but I think that you're really being a little too harsh on some of these teams.
It's my segment.
I just think you're being a little too harsh.
Am I being harsh?
Arkansas's a good team.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're 22-13. I mean, that's the record.
I'm just saying, yeah. Like that's a tough matchup.
Kansas, number one for probably half the season this year.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
No Sweet 16, nothing. Defending national champion, field of 32, and number one on the butthurt list. How many times has this happened? Purdue, you got to be kidding me, guys.
Ended Jason Bishop's streak.
You lost to a 16 seed. I don't know that that's happened more than once or twice in the history of the tournament.
It's only happened once.
Purdue, you lost. I don't even know who they lost to. Who was it?
Fairleigh Dickinson or Farley Dickinson,
yeah.
Whatever that is.
You're out. You were number one seed in the pride of the Big Ten. Yeah. Big Ten. You can't get – what is it with the Big Ten? They find a way to choke. You can't do nothing in basketball, okay? Your best two football teams, I mean, out of, what, 300 million people in the United States, you can't tell me Ohio State can't find a dang kicker? And Michigan.
He's still on this. What are you doing?
I mean, you get beat up. You get beat by a team that gets 65 hung on them in the national championship game. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Big Ten. Big Ten this, Big Ten that. All you do is set your fans up for heartbreak every year. You set them up for heartbreak, and then you deliver in dramatic fashion. That's what you do. ACC, don't want to hear anything about you in basketball. You're a one-trick pony in football. ACC's irrelevant, okay? SEC. Three teams made the Sweet 16, okay? Back-to-back national champions in football. Baseball looks like it could be an SEC champion. The preeminent conference in all of college football, the SEC. Butthurt list, though. Purdue, your number one. Classic choke job only. That's what you expect from the Big Ten.
All I want to say about Purdue is they ended my four-year streak of nailing every single game in the NCAA tournament right.
Yeah. Ohio State, find a kicker.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. As baseball season continues, the Glen Academy Red Terriers have hit their stride, currently pushing the 20-win mark and sitting at second in the region. The Bullock Academy Gators are also blasting folks in the GISA, already over 10 wins and setting the bar for their region. And after hovering around 500, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets seem to have put it together and have taken the lead in their region. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Listen to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at any time at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You know what time it is. Radio. You know what it is. Danger.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, great to be here, Jason.
This is the monthly Make Jason Bishop Smarter, Which Isn't Hard to Do segment. So let's talk about spring training is here, which means Major League Baseball is around the corner, and the Atlanta Braves have had a
competition for the fifth spot in the rotation that has taken some crazy twists and turns. One guy that was in the competition at one point was Colby Allard. If you don't remember Colby Allard, we drafted him, I believe, 2015. We traded him to Texas for Chris Martin. And then in the offseason, we signed him to come back. He's only 25. He's still a young guy. And so he was in the conversation. He was pitching well. And then, boom, he gets hurt. He's going to be out for a while. So we move on. Oblique strain. Dr. Sasser, we've talked about this before. Let our audience know, A, what an oblique strain is, B, what actually causes it.
Well, A, the oblique muscles are those muscles that connect the lower ribs down to the pelvis. So it allows you to rotate with force. It allows you to flex your kind of your stomach at the waist. Those are those oblique muscles. And so it usually occurs really in that population of sports where there's a lot of trunk rotation.
Pitchers.
Mm-hmm. Pitchers, hockey players, tennis players, golfers. Golfers will get it. Mm-hmm. But it's that where you're getting a lot of rotation around that center of axis of your spine to create that power.
25 years old, Chipper used to struggle with this thing yearly. He'd pull an oblique like you drink a glass of water. Of course, Chipper was a little bit older. Colby is 25. So versus Chipper pulling one and Colby Auer pulling one at 25, does age make a difference here in recovery time, or is it just it is what it is?
A little bit of both. I believe once you get older, it's just because you have that mileage, and so you have a greater risk of getting one, and it just takes longer to rehab. I think especially in a pitcher, it's just the position more than anything. And the problem is they like to recur. They really do.
So his is being diagnosed as a level 2 oblique strain versus a level 1 oblique strain. So let me ask the obvious question. What's the difference between a level 1? What's a level 1 oblique strain versus a level 2 oblique strain?
Right. Well, and it's kind of like a grade 1 ankle sprain versus a grade 2 or grade 3 ankle sprain. When you get, and of course he had an MRI, I would assume, a lot of times when you get to that level 2, level 3, you can actually see some hemorrhage or hematoma where the muscles attach. Usually the problem is at the rib cage. It's where they attach to the ribs, not at the pelvis. And so you can actually see a hematoma, some bruising, a little bleeding, and it's secondary to the stretch or the fraying at the muscle. So a level 1 is just more of kind of like a strain where it hurts, takes a couple of weeks to get better. But a level 2 is where they can actually see some anatomical injury.
So a level 1 strain, from what I was reading, typically a guy gets that and he's out for, 2 to 4 weeks. Level 2, you're talking about 6 to 8 weeks, maybe longer. What's the deal between the two different strains where the level 2 takes a whole lot longer to heal than the level 1?
Right, and with a level 1, you don't have any detachment of the muscle fibers from that kind of undersurface of the ribs, whereas with a level 2, there has been some fraying, there has been some tearing, and that has to heal. And for a muscle to heal back down to a bone, that takes a while. It's more even on like a microscopic level, so that can take 6 to 8 weeks.
Again, joining us from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. So when you do the level 2, right, like Chipper, I'm assuming that once you do it once, it's easier to do it the second time.
Right. Definitely. It's got just like ankle sprains, just like hamstring strains and oblique strain. That's why, yes, it takes 6 to 8 weeks to heal, but this could take a couple of months to get him back on the mound, if that's what they're thinking about.
Yeah. Is there any, have you ever seen the situation with an oblique strain where it's more than rest, where you got to go in and surgically repair something?
Not usually surgically repair, but there has been some episodes, and just in the recent literature, where they will use cortisone injections under ultrasound. So again, you get the MRI, you know where the issue is, you can locate that on an ultrasound, and then do sort of like pinpoint cortisone injections, again, to help get the inflammation down, give it a little bit greater head start to heal, and then you move to the rehab.
Yeah. It's a shame, because he might have won the fifth starter job if he'd have stayed healthy.
Right, definitely.
Yeah. Dr. Sasser, appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, by Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's a really good thing. You know, we were talking about that. Colby Allard would have been in the conversation, too, to make the rotation, especially with the way things broke out with Ian Anderson and Bryce Edwards getting optioned down. He might have been the guy.
That's true. But has anybody been dealt a worse hand than the New York Mets with the World Baseball Classic?
No, and gosh. And I'm not really all that busted up about it.
Yeah.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons. But if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Spring is here and it is time for change. Make that big commitment this spring and let Cunningham Jewelers help you with all of your engagement ring questions. From the four C's to ring size, the friendly staff at Cunningham Jewelers will help you make all of the right decisions, at least when it comes to the ring. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
So by popular demand, and I don't know why this was so popular, but we got a lot of emails. As most of our listeners know, here recently we've kind of been previewing college football schedules heading into college football season. And we've done Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee, Florida State and the Gators. I mean, we've done, as far as what the fandom in this part of the world is, we've done a lot of those teams. And so we just kind of issued an open deal on Twitter, you know, who would you like for us to preview next? And it makes no sense to me, but the overwhelming response that we got was the Kentucky Wildcats.
They almost made the butt hurt list.
In basketball.
So
we'll do that in a second. But right now, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, by Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Okay, so here it is, the Kentucky Wildcats for the 2023 season. I like this is what I think is going to happen. Well, let's just roll through this. Let's just roll through it. All right, and I'll keep an eye on the clock. We're going to start right now, and so I'll keep an eye on the clock, Kip. Okay. All right. September the 2nd at Ball State, or Ball State comes to Lexington, W for the Kentucky Wildcats.
That's going to be a tough game, though. Kentucky breaking in a new quarterback. Hey, we don't know who the quarterback for Kentucky is going to be, so I'll give them a W, but that could be a little dicey.
Okay. September the 9th, at home against Eastern Kentucky. Big rivalry game.
Yeah, right.
W. Kentucky. 2-0. September.
Played nobody. Go ahead.
September 16th, at home against Kentucky. Pretty favorable schedule start. Three straight home games. They start game 3. Akron comes to Lexington. W. The Kentucky Wildcats are 3-0 to start the season.
3-0, the Cats.
And probably ranked inside the top 25 at this point.
Hadn't played nobody.
Then on September the 23rd, they take a road trip in another big rivalry game. They head west to play the Vanderbilt Commodores in Nashville. Tough place to get a game. I like them to pull this out over Nashville. W.
They lost to Vandy last year.
That's my point.
By the way.
They've got this game circled.
I'll give it to them. 4-0.
All right. 4-0. And then on September the 30th, they go back to Lexington, and they host the hated Florida Gators. Kip and I were talking about this in one of our breaks. Kip's got this impression of the Florida Gators that Steve Spurrier is still there. This is the Florida Gators of 1995, and I keep reminding Kip, they don't have the coaching. They don't have the players. This is not the same Florida group. You got to let that go. Kentucky knocks off Florida in Lexington, 5-0.
I got Florida coming to Lexington and winning. They've done that frequently in their history, and You got to remember, Florida is going to have a chip on their shoulder because Kentucky came to Gainesville and won last year. So Florida be ready. I got Florida beating Kentucky. 4-1.
All right. And then on October 7th, the big showdown. At this point, Kentucky will be inside the top 10, and so will the Georgia Bulldogs. An undefeated Kentucky meets up with an undefeated Georgia in Athens. Circle this game, October the 7th. Two undefeated East powerhouses playing for the number one spot in the SEC East, the inside track to go to Atlanta for the SEC championship game. I like Georgia to get it done. Kentucky falls short by a missed field goal.
Kentucky falls short 42-10. Short. That's what the kind of short they fall. So, yeah, Georgia is going to blister Kentucky in Athens.
That makes Kentucky 5-1 on the season. They'll lick their wounds. They'll go back to Lexington and host Missouri on October the 14th. They'll get a W there to get to 6-1.
I got a W there, too. So I got them at 5-2.
Okay. And then on October the 28th, they're still in Lexington, and they'll host the Tennessee Volunteers. I don't like Kentucky's chances there. I think they fall in that game. And for me, they go to 6-2.
This is a toss-up game in my mind.
Oh, okay.
Who's going to be the quarterback of Tennessee? Are they hollering for this highly touted freshman from California, whatever his name is? I can't pronounce his last name. Joe Milton, is he going to really be the man in Knoxville? Is Tennessee going to be better on defense? I don't see where they're going to improve much in the secondary. This is a toss-up game, but I'm giving it to Tennessee.
All right, so that puts them at what for you? 5-3 for you?
5-3.
Okay, and then they will go to Starkville, Stark Vegas, to play the Mississippi State Bulldogs. That's a tough place to play. They'll be licking their wounds from Tennessee. I like Mississippi State to get this game at home, and Kentucky falls to 6-3.
I've got them at 5-4. I don't see them beating Mississippi State in Starkville.
Yeah, same. The week after that, they go back home, fortunately, to regroup.
They're going to regroup all right.
But they ain't going to have much time to regroup other than the off week, because in come the Crimson Tide from Alabama on November the 11th, and that's going to be another loss. That puts them at 6-4.
I will say this about this game. I got Alabama winning this game, but if somehow Kentucky puts it all together and gets good quarterback play and they roll into this game like 7-1 or something like that, Alabama is – I'll put Bama on upset alert.
Kentucky's not going to be 7-1.
Well, you never know.
Okay.
But I got them losing, so I got them right now, what, 5-5?
Yes.
Yeah.
On November 18th, they go to South Carolina. I like for them to snap their losing streak, get the W there, get back in the winning ways, 7-5 with the win over South Carolina in Columbia.
No, I don't see that at all. I see Kentucky going to Columbia and getting beat. I actually think South Carolina could be a 8 or 9 win team this fall. I think they're going to be pretty good. I got the Gamecocks at home just beating Kentucky. I got Kentucky 5-6 right now.
Okay, all right. I've got them at 7-5, and then November 25th, they'll round out the season at Louisville, rivalry game. I like Kentucky to get this game. I think they're better than Louisville. So I'll go, what is that, 8-4. 8-4 for Kentucky.
I got Kentucky at 6-6. They'll be bowl eligible, 2-6 in the SEC. And, we don't know who Kentucky's quarterback's going to be. They brought in a transfer portal quarterback from NC State. Apparently, he's number one on the depth chart, which tells you weren't confident in what you had in Lexington. So, Kentucky, Will Levis is a huge loss for them.
Yeah, and the great thing is, if I'm right, and Kentucky does go 8-4, for all the Kentucky fans that are around this area, you could probably catch that game down in Jacksonville.
Well, didn't they go to the whatever? Kentucky's 6-6. They'll be
this
at
some.com bowl. Some Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain.
From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely.
Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. As baseball season continues, the Glen Academy Red Terriers have hit their stride, currently pushing the 20-win mark and sitting at second in the region. The Bullock Academy Gators are also blasting folks in the GISA, already over 10 wins and setting the bar for their region. And after hovering around 500, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets seem to have put it together and have taken the lead in their region. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Listen to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch at any time at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.